Now, will you listen? Verse 9, he says, I, John. That I, John, is used, I think, probably 3 times in this book of Revelation, and the other two are at the end of the book, and we'll pick that up later on. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in trouble, not the great tribulation, but in trouble. And John was in trouble. You see, Domitian, the Roman emperor, had put him in prison on the Isle of Patmos. I tell you, he was active in the church in Ephesus, and he had supervision of all the churches, and he was teaching the Word of God. And you get in trouble when you teach all the Word of God. I, John, who also am your brother, and I'm your companion in trouble. You're in trouble? Well, John knew all about trouble, and the early church did. And what's coming to you and me is not new at all. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to change that up just a little and read it. I, John, who am your brother and partaker with you in the persecution for Christ's sake, and kingdom and patience in Jesus, I found myself in the isle called Patmos because of or on the account of the Word of God and the witness of Jesus. Now, John, as we've said, he's not referring to the great tribulation, but to the persecution that was already befalling believers. And the kingdom here refers to the present state of the kingdom. And by virtue of the new birth, which places a sinner in Christ, he's likewise brought into the kingdom of God. And this is not the millennial kingdom. It hasn't been established yet, which Christ is going to institute at his coming. Someone has said, we are living today in the kingdom and patience. And the patience is where the emphasis is. John explains the reason that was on the Isle of Patmos. He was exiled there from about 86 to 96 A.D. It's a rugged, volcanic island off the coast of Asia Minor. It's about 10 miles long and 6 miles wide. And Jesus, do you notice, is the name used by John in his gospel and also in the Apocalypse. When he wants to bring glory to him, he calls him Jesus. And then he lifts him to the skies. I hope we can do that. Now, the great vision that was given John on the Isle of Patmos, and this first vision was a vision of the glorified Christ, the post-incarnate Christ in a glorified body, judging his church. In other words, we see the great high priest in the Holy of Holies. Now, John began, you remember, by saying that this vision was given to him on the Isle of Patmos. Domitian, one of the most brutal of the Roman emperors, had exiled him here to this island. This was the place where the Roman government sent prisoners, and John was put out there. Now, this vision was given to him there.